This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishneches of Yosi Oime, who we refer to, which Rabbi Yosi ben Chalaf, the Mitzipoiri. He learned Torah from his father, but his Iker Rebbe, Rabbi Muvik, was Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Yosi says, "Komechabed es haTorah." Whoever's mechabed the Torah, gufoi mechubed al abrius. His guf will be mechubed al abrius. He himself will be mechubed. If you're mechabed the Torah, so that itself gives you an opportunity and gives you the schos to be mechubed. People will mechabed you. Because you mechabit the thing that's the emes of covet, the covet at Torah. And what does it mean to mechabit the Torah? So the rabbi tells us that if you do yish hachaseris vayiseris, the extras, the missed part of the things that are missing, the part of the things that are extra in the Torah, umara tamo kol kutz v'kutz, kutz v'kutz. Every little slash, every little kutz v'kutz that they have at the top of the letters, they're called kutzim. That little like, is a thorn, but there's like little strands that stick on top of the oisias, and there's different letters that have different koitzim on it, and he's derish each letter with its koitz. Loima. Now, what's the greatness of dashing all the different things? These different things, it teaches us she'ein lo badav levatala. To show that there's nothing in the Torah, even that little koitz, a little sliver of the yoy of ink on top of the ois of the letter. We're not even dashing the letter, it's the coins on top of the letter. It's nothing is levatolet. It has purpose, it has meaning, and we can learn from it. That's the greatest of kavod haTorah. And be'emes, it's very interesting because Rabbi Yosi, as we said before, his Iker Rebbe was Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara says at the end of the Mishnah says at the end of Saita, that when Rabbi Akiva died, the Kavod HaTorah ended. And Rashi says over there, because Rabbi Akiva used to darshan called Koitz V'Koitz. So it's very, very beautiful that his Talmud followed in his footsteps. And he explained that that's called Mechavad HaTorah, or for the Rav. Because he saw the great Kavod HaTorah from his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, who darshan kol koitz v'koitz. You know, Amid the Rav says another pshat mechavad haTorah, mechavad sefer Torah, mechavad loymdei Torah, v'oizkim bo. Mechavad sefer Torah, as the Gemara says, the Gemara learns the Kedush Nakal v'choyme. The Gemara says that if you stand up for the people that learn the Torah, certainly have to stand up for the Torah itself. So a person gives Kavod HaTorah, when he sees the Sefer Torah, he stands up. But on the other hand, you're also mechabed the people that learn the Torah, because the Gemara says in Makkos, on Chav Beis, Kama Tipshoy de Bavloi, how foolish are the Babylonians that they get up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't get up for a Talmud Chacham, the Gavur Rabbah. And the pshat is because a Gavur Rabbah is a walking Sefer Torah. So just like you honor the Sefer Torah, you have to honor it. But there's a stira going on over here. The Gemara Kedushin told us that if you stand up for the Torah, for the ones who learn Torah, Kal v'chayim, you should stand up for the Torah itself. And here we're saying that Kamet Tamshalva, they only get up for the Torah, they don't get up for Talmud Chacham. So it's Masha Talmud Chacham is least or maybe greater. So what's the Pshat? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explained there's two types of Talmud Chacham. There's a Talmud Chacham who's Mechadish Kedushin, who says Shiurim is Mechadish Chidushim, his own Chidushim. There's the Talmud Chacham who just, he knows Torah, but he's not being Mechadish his own stuff. So that's the Talmud Chacham that the Gemara is referring to in Chidushim. The one who's not Mechadish his own stuff, he knows the Torah. So the Gemara says, if you stand up for the God person who knows the Torah, stand up for the Torah itself. But someone's Mechadish Chidushim Torah, God for a Rabbi, that's the Gemara Makkos. And the Gemara says that if you stand up for Sefer Torah, so Avadi, you have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham that's Mechayel Chidusha. But anyway, that's another pshat over here in Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah is honoring the Sefer Torah or the Talmud Chacham when he comes by. Kol Eila B'chalal Kavod HaTorah, and says the Rav, it's all B'chalal Kavod HaTorah. That's what happens when you Mechayel the Torah. gufoy mischar b'chul al abriyas yuguf. He will be himself mechubin al abriyas. People, it'll be metzias. Because you can cover the Torah, people will start honoring you and give respect to you. Because you know what respect is. So mele, Hashem will make it that you get that respect. But the opposite, b'chol mechal is the Torah, says the Mishnah. Someone's a mechal the Torah. What does it mean, mechal the Torah? The same way, as we said before, the mechal the Torah would be somebody who is mevazeh the Torah. And he's the first of all, he doesn't learn it. He's not careful to learn it, and not careful to didak it, and not careful to realize all the intricacies and all the little nuances of the Torah. And he's mevazeh Talmud Chacham, he's mezalzel, and then there's svarim, people make fun. All this is guf mechul al-amir, because I mean his guf will be mechul al-abriyas. Now, there's another pshat in Chavos HaTorah, the Meiri's pshat. The Meiri seems to say pshat that it means by with beautiful midas, pleasant midas. That is a Kavanah Torah. That people see that the person learns the Torah and look what how beautiful his actions. As we know, the famous Gemara in Yuma Peivav, V'ohavto, Hashem Lekecho. V'ahavto doesn't just love, and v'ahavto means you should make Hashem be loved on the Brias. That means by people seeing that you learned Torah, and the Torah changed you, and look how sweet you are, look how beautiful you are, look how your ways are so takin, so good, so precious, so appreciated by others. So that is the honor to the Torah, because that shows the Torah is great. Because look what the Torah does to this person, it makes him into a mensch. And the other way, and therefore, Lameili he'll be mechuyav by the Brias. People will see and honor him because he brings out the beauty of the Torah. But the other way around, he'll be mechal the Torah by learning the Torah but not following through with your midos toivos and your actions and your interpersonal relationships. You're not following through what the Torah says. That's then you'll be a guf of mechul, and that's a big chilul Hashem, as the Mishnah Shorim says in Perek Yud Aleph. The more you learn Torah. And the more Torah gets absorbed into your guf, it has to change you. It has to make you better. If it doesn't make you better, it says you mechal the Torah. And that's the pshat, the Mishnah quote to the Meiri. That means to mechabit the Torah, mechal the Torah, that you learn from the Torah. And the Torah becomes one with you, and the Torah makes you into a person that everybody says Yisrael shebechor espor. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.